There is something interesting in the beginning of this week's Parsha in Parshas Behar. The Torah tells us, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe, Behar Sinai Lemor. The introduction to the Parsha of Shemitah, so Chazal are already sensitive to the fact, Rashi, the Ramban, and many of the other Mefarshim relate to this, that the Torah emphasizes Dafka here in regards to Shemitah, that the Torah was, that Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. Asks Rashi very famously, Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitel Har Sinai, what exactly is the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai? And Rashi quotes that we learn from here that just as the Klalim and the Pratim of Shemitah were taught at Sinai, so too the Klalim and the Pratim of all the mitzvos were given over at Sinai. One thing which is interesting from this pasuk is the fact that l'chora, we find a special emphasis dafka on Har Sinai. When we speak about where mitzvos are, about the fact that we receive Torah, it sounds like Har Sinai wasn't just stamba location, but Har Sinai played a major role. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way to emphasize here Behar Sinai, but much more than that, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah mi Sinai, as many of the Mefarshim ask, the fact that we even relate to where did Moshe get Torah from? He got Torah from Sinai. So I probably would have thought that we should have said Moshe Kibel Torah Mekarz Baruch Hu, Mistar Li Yoshua Yeshua Zakenim. It sounds like Sinai plays a dominant role. Not only that, when we talk about, you know, where Torah is from, sometimes we speak about Torah Min HaShemayim. Often we speak about Torah Mi Sinai. And Sinai plays a very dominant role when we start thinking a little bit about the role it plays in Torah and mitzvos. And obviously, upon us, we also relate not only to the fact that we received Torah, but a lot of Torah, but the fact that it took place dafka at our Sinai. What is the emphasis? What is the source of the emphasis? Why go out of our way to point out that it was dafka at Sinai? What unique role does Sinai play as far as the overall Talmud Torah experience, and why the need to emphasize its authenticity dafka by way of highlighting its location? We're going to note three different Mahalchim. We'll focus on one idea of the Maharal, a second from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and a third from Moshe Shapira. Each, I think, is very important. The Maharal in Pirkei Avos, in Derech Haim, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Avos, the Maharal offers the following suggestion about the role of Har Sinai. The Maharal writes that sometimes Ribono Shel Olam, when he revealed himself, let's say, to Bilam, to the Umos HaOlam, it was done, v'yikar, it was done in somewhat of a haphazard way. Wasn't as intentional, and it was nowhere near as intense. When you write that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveya amakom, there was a specific place where he was going to reveal himself to Moshe, that highlights the fact that there was a certain kvias, a certain established nature to this giving over of Torah. That's because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Moshe was not just some information, it was an authentic Kabbalah. It was an authentic transition. And an authentic and complete transition always has a makom kavua, and therefore, says the Maharal, we always go out of our way to highlight specifically the location where it took place, because the location reflects upon the quality and it reflects upon the nature of the giving over of Torah. Lubavitcher Rebbe offers a second idea. Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, and this is something which is interesting, and it cuts in two directions. On the one hand, Har Sinai is a har. And says to the Lubavitcher Rebbe that one of the things that this conveys to us is that when a person learns Torah, they should have an experience of learning Torah. We got it on a mountain. Mountains convey a certain sense of godless. And a person should enter their relationship to Torah with a degree of self-confidence. This is serious, this is intense, and I'm worthy of receiving Torah. It's something which is really very, very great. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, as we know from Chazal, that Har Sinai, while it was a mountain, it was not the biggest of all mountains. And that's because Har Sinai, despite it being something very, very chashish, despite it being a mountain, it was always tempered with a degree of humility. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe suggests that when we go out of our way to learn Torah, the notion of Sinai is not like the Maharal describing the nature of the Kabbalah, but rather the manner in which we are supposed to approach Torah. That we're supposed to approach Torah with, on the one hand, a degree of confidence. This is something which I can do. This is something which I can master. Yet at the same time, we are coming along and we are approaching Torah with a degree of anava, with a degree of humility, recognizing the precise role that we are able to play. A third mahalach of Moshe Shapira in the Sefer Re'ei Emunah. So Rav Moshe suggests that there's at least in a couple of places in Re'ei Emunah, he dafka highlights the incredible significance of Maimad Har Sinai. Rav Moshe offers what is a very beautiful idea. It's here. It's on page Kuf Lamed Aleph, but later on the Sefer elaborates on it more. Maimad Har Sinai is not just a location where we get Torah. The Ramban writes in his Perashat Torah that we have a requirement to remember Zechiras Maim and Har Sinai. He writes that both in his Perush Al Torah as well as in his Asagos on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot. The Rambam understands that we're required not only to remember the Torah we got there, but the experience of Maim and Har Sinai. You're supposed to remember, the Rambam goes out of his way to describe a little bit differently in Al Torah than in Sefer Mitzvot, all the details of that experience, what exactly I witnessed, what exactly I saw there in Maim and Har Sinai. That's because Maim and Har Sinai was also, there was an experiential element to what happened there. Rav Moshe points out here that Talmud Torah hu tamid chibor l'maim and Har Sinai. Every time that we learn Torah, we are trying to, in a certain sense, recreate the experience we had in Maim and Har Sinai. A very famous Gemara, Maseches Brachos, on Daf Chaf Beis, that when we learn Torah, just as when we received Torah, Maim and Har Sinai, it was be'ema be'yira beresis uvzei. It was with a certain kind of emotional intensity. It was a certain kind of experience. So too, afkan be'ema be'yira beresis uvzei, whenever we learn Torah, we should learn Torah ki'ilu we're sitting there at Maim and Har Sinai. For Rav Moshe Shapira, it's not a pshat like the Maharal. Har Sinai is always there to remind us of the intensity and form of Kabbalah. It's not like it is for the Baba Trebi, it reminds us of the way in which we're supposed to approach Torah, but rather it describes for us the experience of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah at its core is about a recreation of Maim and Har Sinai, because Maim and Har Sinai was not just the place where we happened to have received it. Maim and Har Sinai is a way of remembering all that was there, the experience also, not just the intellectual component. I want to add on two things to what Rav Moshe points out. Number one is as follows. There are other contexts in Halacha where we also try to have this recreation of Maim and Har Sinai. For certain Rishonim, the Rosh Maseches Megillah, based on the Yerushalmi, every time that we engage in Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah at its core is a recreation of Maim and Har Sinai. A lot of the Halachas, that's why the Maharami Rittenberg Paskins, the Ramah quotes, that a person should stand during Kriyas HaTorah. Why am I standing during Kriyas HaTorah? Because just like Bnei Yisrael stood in Maim and Har Sinai, so too we want to stand when we hear Kriyas HaTorah. Because part of what Har Sinai is something that a person has the capacity to recreate. That's very important for the lumdus of Kriyas HaTorah. It's very important for how exactly we learn that Gemara in Maseches Brachos there on Daf Chaf Beis. At its core, it reminds us of something else, I believe, and that is the following. Talmud Torah is not supposed to be purely intellectual. Talmud Torah is certainly also intellectual. Talmud Torah is something which should be demanding, it should be challenging, it should be invigorating. Talmud Torah has to also have a spiritual and experiential component, because that's what Torah is, that's what it means to be part of a Mesorah. It's not just a place, as Rashi reminds us in the beginning of this week's parsha, where we receive the Klalim and the Pratim. It's not just a place where we happen to have received this beautiful and incredibly significant Torah content. It's also a place where the world changed forever. And what we're striving for as far as our own relationship, as far as our own connection to Torah, is a kind of Torah that isn't just something that we learn in our minds, but something which permeates our entire being, something which impacts our entire existence. That Torah is not just the way that some Hasidim describe it, a Torah of the head, intellectual Torah, but also a Torah of the hands, also a Torah that impacts the way we live our lives and the way we experience everything. But Haber Shem L'Moshe B'Har Sinai Lemor, Har Sinai plays a critical role. Not just because, as Rashi teaches us, it's where the Klalim and the Pratim came from. It's also for the Maharal, that which reminds us, it was kvius, it was authentic, it was intentional, it was deliberate, it was powerful. That which was given over to Moshe, that's where he was, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, that was the full Kabbalah that was taking place there. It's also like the Baba Cherebi, when a person learns, they want to learn by balancing a degree of confidence with a degree of humility. It's also, as Moshe Shapira points out here in Re'e Amunah, it's also where a person has the ability to transform the way they learn. We learn not just intellectually, we also learn experientially, and every time we open up a sefer, every time we learn, we're trying to recreate, in a certain sense, that experience of Maim and Har Sinai. Shkayach, guys, have a wonderful night.